Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Canada, neighbor to the north, and Canada controversy and Canada election. I welcome a Canadian, Jonathan Hartley, research fellow at the Civitas Institute, senior fellow at the Foundation for Research on Equal Opportunity, senior fellow at the MacDonald Laurier Institute in Canada. Most importantly, the host of a podcast, Capitalism and Freedom in the 21st Century, at the Hoover Institution. He comes to us from Stanford University campus right now. John, a very good evening to you. Canada in the news. Mark Carney is the new nominee to be the for the election of 2025. He is now the Premier of Canada after his success in convincing the Liberal Party to advance him to number one. He's importantly a central banker, Bank of England, Bank of Canada, most recently managing a very large real estate firm, Brookfield. The Conservatives are led by a man named Pierre Poilievre, and he comes from the west of Canada, and he represents, because of his name, he suggested that he's French. He speaks excellent French, but he's something of an English-speaking cowboy as well. So we have two contrasting visions for the future. Poilievre represents the resource-rich Alberta and the West, where the oil comes from. And Mr. Carney represents himself as a man who's concerned with the future, net zero, and sees Canada as a launching platform for green technology around the world. Having framed the election, we now go to the themes that are in common or in contest between the United States and Canada. First up is tariffs. These last days, there's been such turmoil. How would you characterize the debate about tariffs right now between the Trump administration and now, we'd have to say, the Carney government? Good evening to you, John.
Good evening, John. Thank you so much for having me. Well, no, you've, I think, summarized it excellently. And, you know, it's certainly, I think, a very unique time in certainly Canadian-U.S. relations. And I think there's a lot that's going on, and it's evolving very quickly. You know, as you pointed out, there's been you know, a ratcheting up on tariffs on both sides of the U.S.-Canada trade relationship in recent weeks, and you know, there's some questions about how far it will go. There's some questions about, you know, what the impact will be on both economic activity. So say, you know, real GDP unemployment, particularly in Canada, as well as inflation. You know, it's important, you know, Canadians are paying attention to it very, very carefully. You know, roughly 75% of Canadian exports and roughly 75% of Canadian imports are all going to the U.S. So Canada very much depends on the U.S. I would say much more so than and the U.S. depends on Canada. That said, you know, there's you know, been a number of sort of trade related threats, you know, by Canadian premiers to, you know, cut off electricity that's being sent to the United States. You know, questions about you know, the impact of you know, tariffing energy imports into the United States. Questions about you know, what the price impacts will be. I mean, ultimately, I think this sort of trade negotiation and you know, some call trade war ultimately comes from a place where I think there's this I think dissatisfaction about the fact that we actually don't really live in a perfectly free trade world. Even though, you know, we've had these free trade agreements like NAFTA and the USMCA in the past, the truth is that there have always been some exceptions to this rule. So, for example, in the United States, we have, have put tariffs on softwood lumber historically. So, for instance, this is in response to the Canadian federal government setting the price of timber below U.S. Market prices, and so that's been a trade dispute. The Canadian the Canadian softwood lumber trade dispute's been something going on since the 1980s. So that trade dispute is not something new, but it's sort of an example of where, you know, trade is still not perfectly free. Canada also, for example, subsidizes a number of, you know, agricultural areas, whether it's dairy, poultry. In Canada, they call it supply management. It's a very big political issue that, in fact, a political candidate about 10 years ago named Andrew Scheer bested and kind of came out of nowhere in this Conservative Party leadership race all over this issue of dairy subsidy. So it is a big issue in Canadian politics as well, that it's not something that Canadian politicians can get rid of either. I mean, the U.S. has many agricultural subsidies, sugar and other areas as well. But I think that's some dissatisfaction from President Trump on this. He's obviously, I think, they're trying to really rewrite the world order to some degree. And certainly, I think a big part of this is confronting the Communist Party of China. I think that's really one major theme. Thinking about its influence in Latin America. For example, with ports in Panama, how does that really comport with the Monroe Doctrine? What about China sending, for example, BYD, exporting their cars into Mexico? Are they a fair dealer in this sense? There's Canada, unlike the United States, has let Huawei operate in Canada. During the past 10 years under Trudeau's leadership, there's been quite a bit of an encroachment from the Communist Party of China into Canada, whether it's giving money to Liberal Party of Canada candidates, giving money to, in fact, the Pierre Trudeau Foundation, which is Justin Trudeau's basically family foundation. The entire board resigned because of donations from the Communist Party of China. And so there is this, I think, influence. I think that the United States wants to counter. I think that's part of the desire on the part of the president to also, counter the influence of drugs, trying to extract concessions on border security. I think that's part of what they want. I think they want more free trade. The question is, do they, it's a gamble. Do they end up getting more free trade at the end of the day? And I think that that's the, will there be a point where, they both sides will be able to come to the negotiating table and help to quell some of these disputes? And what will, in the meantime, what will be the economic costs, both in terms of inflation and economic output, particularly in Canada, I think. And I think both President Trump has said in the past that things could get painful in terms of these trade disputes. And I think too, I think even Prime Minister Carney's I think recognized that there's really only so much Canada can do in terms of enacting retaliatory tariffs. Because at the end of the day, there are going to be price impacts from these tariffs on domestic consumers in Canada. And at some level, the U.S. has such a stronger hand in this regard. So I think both sides will come to the table at some point. The question is, what happens and what's achieved? How long does it take?
We have two visions of Canada, if I understand Mr. Carney and Mr. Pellevra's visions. One is of an energy-rich country that is eager to do business not only with the United States, but with the world. Also blessed with mining that is yet to be discovered in the far north. And then there is the matter of the Arctic channels opening for a faster passage to Asia or from Asia to Europe. All of that in the visions of the two premier candidates, Mr. Pellevra and Mr. Carney. Mr. Carney is green. That is a shorthand saying net zero. Mr. Polevere is very much for build the Keystone Pipeline, let's get back to business. Is that a way to characterize how the voters think of them as well? Not to make a choice, but to see the future through their eyes? Or is there another vision?
Well, I think, you know, it's interesting, I think, to think about both of these candidacies and I guess the history of how we even got here, how we got to this point where we have a Prime Minister Carney who was just sworn in a few days ago. We had 10 years of Justin Trudeau as Prime Minister of Canada, and also the Liberal Party leader of Canada. He left, was basically forced to resign due to his complete lack of popularity and likelihood of losing election the election in a landslide later this year. And what's happened is, despite being forced to resign, what's happened is Mark Carney has come in as essentially an outsider who had very little involvement in the past 10 years of the Trudeau government. And he is basically come in and played to, I'd say, some degree Canadian fears about the impacts of these tariffs and trade, the effects of these trade disputes. And so,
which you maintain will be worked out, perhaps not by the time.
Potentially. I have no idea of what the future will hold. I'm definitely optimistic that these things will be worked out. But he comes in, interestingly, as a Liberal Party of Canada leader, and you have to sort of understand the history of, and he may potentially very well call an election that could happen as soon as April. There needs to be an election by October. Pierre Poilievre, as of even just a few months ago, was leading in the polls by 20 percentage points. Now, that in probably one of the most incredible political things I've ever seen in my entire career, the Liberal Party of Canada has managed to close that 20 percentage point polling gap in a manner of really just a few weeks, over really just sort of being very forceful in terms of their rhetoric of countering Trump tariffs and speaking basically very negatively about President Trump. And so in part, I think, part of the strategy is meant to play on sort of the fears of the Canadian people in terms of their, what the impact will be in terms of these tariffs. We don't really know what those are. The Bank of Canada cut interest rates last week by 25 basis points, thinking that this trade uncertainty will have a very negative impact on the economy. It's quite possible. We got a new inflation number that came out yesterday. Inflation in Canada went from 1.9% to 2.6%. So they may actually raise interest rates very soon. But what's important is that what's happened is Mark Carney has basically had to moderate himself quite a bit. And what's happened is, even though he definitely has this environmental background, which is, I think, been a huge part of his public persona in recent years, very much Davos man talking about climate, leading a number of climate initiatives as the governor of the Bank of England after leaving his position there, starting this consortium of banks, this Alliance for Net Zero, which actually fell apart in recent years. And so, what's happened is he's had to pivot and essentially to moderate himself, to sort of differentiate himself from Justin Trudeau. Now, it's not really clear how much he actually is pivoting. He's said that he's going to get rid of the carbon tax in Canada, which has been a real flashpoint in the past few years in terms of Pierre Poilievre's campaign. But what's happening is the Liberal Party of Canada is trying to essentially moderate itself, take a bunch of Pierre Poilievre's very successful policy ideas or things that were really helping his candidacy in recent decades. Now, whether they're credible in any sense, given what's happened in the past 10 years, is, I think, in my opinion, somewhat questionable, given what Mark Carney has said about on environmental issues, said about carbon taxes in the past. Whether that's a credible promise or not is something else. But I think what's interesting is the relationship between the Conservative Party of Canada and the Liberal Party of Canada, and really in the past say 50 years or so, how they've really defined themselves in terms of their foreign policies. The Conservative Party of Canada is very much
Let's speak to that, John. When we come back, we'll turn to the Conservative Party. What about Pierre Poilievre? What does he represent to the Canadian future? Jonathan Hartley?
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.